Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Almost half of Nebraska is rented land for crops and grazing. Nebraska Extension ag economist Jim Jansen talks about cash rental rates for this year and says rates differ according to usage and location.
So as part of the annual survey the University of Nebraska annually conducts for the last 45 years, 2023 marks the 45th year of the Nebraska Farm Real Estate Survey. We annually follow Nebraska farmland values as well as cash rental rates. Cash rental rates are probably of very great importance or of interest to many folks listening on what is happening with cash rental rates across Nebraska. We have about 45 million acres of land in this state, and approximately half the state is rented cropland or rented grazing land or hayland as far as that goes. As part of our annual survey, we subdivided the state into 8 different regions. With these 8 different regions, we report on our per acre estimates for cash rental rates in 2023 for cropland, which included irrigated and dryland cropland. On the irrigated, that includes center pivot as well as gravity or flood irrigated. In addition to that, we also report on grazing land on a per acre basis, as well as range land or grazing land on a per month basis for a stocker as well as cow-calf pairs. With this information, what have we seen? In 2023, we see cash rental rates are fairly steady to slightly increasing depending on what area of the state of Nebraska you're located in. What factors are influencing cash rents? Well, while crop prices may have settled some compared to 2022, crop prices are still fairly competitive for major crops raised across the state of Nebraska. Livestock prices have clearly risen compared to the last year or last 2 years, and interest in that competitive nature of things, trying to acquire additional land. The gradual state of real estate across Nebraska is a story that we've seen for many years on the Nebraska tends to be a fairly competitive area. When it comes to these things, I suggest folks take a look at the responsibilities of each party involved in the lease. An example, when it comes to center pivot irrigated cropland or grazing land, who is responsible for the upkeep? If the tenant provides upkeep to a pivot or grazing land, an example, the major things would be like fencing or a water source, a water tank, does the cash rental rate reflect those contributions to the property? Upkeep can be things, simple things as just checking on things, basic upkeep. Sometimes tenants pay for some of those improvements. I have always personally viewed that if they provide a major upgrade to the system, an example, if you have a tenant providing the wood post to put in a new quarter mile fence because the last fence was ruined due to a flood or something, that fence stays with the property and that would be an expense you might reimburse. Pivots can be a little bit different depending on the upkeep or the improvement made, but once again, an open line of communication. If folks would like to find more information on cash rental rates in Nebraska, please take a look at the Center for Ag Profitability website at cap.unl.edu/real estate, or do a search on any common search engine such as Nebraska Farm Real Estate or UNL Land Report, and you should be able to find the information on Nebraska farmland values in addition to cash rental rates.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.